A new study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology has the potential to alter the terms of a decade-long debate over abortion. It's the first peer-reviewed study of the type of a procedure covered by last year's Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act. Researchers found this type of abortion no more dangerous than more commonly used procedures. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
The study from the Cornell University Medical School looked at 383 abortions performed after 20 weeks gestation from 1996 to 2003. About two-thirds were traditional dilation and evacuation procedures, or D&Es. They're by far the most common type of abortion performed in the second trimester. About one-third were intact dilation and extractions, or DNXs. That's the procedure sponsors of last year's Partial Birth Abortion Ban Act say they want outlawed. Dr. Manuel Porto is co-chair of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the University of California, Irvine. He wrote the editorial that accompanies the study. Porto said that because the DNX procedures were mostly performed later in pregnancy than the D&E procedures, more complications would have been expected. But that was not the case.
In fact, when the groups were compared, the complication rate was no higher in the patients who had this intact DNX procedure compared to the more standard, more commonly used D&E procedure.
The study's authors didn't want to comment for broadcast. The lead author, Stephen Chasen, is also a plaintiff in one of the three lawsuits challenging the federal ban. But Dr. Porto said the study could help resolve some of the debate over the procedure's safety for women.
This provides some very significant objective clinical information that really refutes many of the challenges and allays some of the fears about the risks associated with this procedure.
In fact, while the study's methodology could not prove it conclusively, Porto says it is clear in some cases that a DNX abortion could be preferable to a D&E.
In selected circumstances late in pregnancy, this may in fact be the safest approach from the mother's perspective for pregnancy termination.
Abortion rights advocates say the study could prove important legally. Two of the lawsuits have yet to be decided. In the third, a federal district court judge this week ruled the law unconstitutional. A key point of contention in all three suits is a set of congressional findings that the procedure is dangerous and never medically necessary. Elizabeth Cavendish, interim president of the abortion rights group NARAL Pro-Choice America, says this study shows that finding is wrong.
It demonstrates that Congress was absolutely incorrect in its factual findings. That is, the procedures they were attempting to ban are indeed, in many cases, safest for women.
It's ironic that while the public was being convinced that something called partial birth abortion is bad and should be banned, doctors who perform second trimester abortions were reaching the opposite conclusion, and its use was becoming more widespread. Still, Porto concedes that until now, few doctors were willing to step forward to say they were using the procedure.
The debate heightens emotions on both sides, and it does make physicians who are providing these procedures want to keep that information from being a public thing and to protect not only themselves but their patients.
Abortion opponents say the study won't have much of an impact. Pia De Seleni of the Family Research Council says the public has long since made up its mind.
I think that, by and large, public opinion recognizes that this is a gruesome procedure. You know, and if you say to someone, can you imagine doing this to a puppy, they cringe.
Decisions in the remaining two court cases aren't expected until later this summer, but the debate is expected to continue as the presidential campaign heats up. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.